Blog Talk Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
Hello, I'm Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection livecast. How was everyone's Thanksgiving? I know what Rob was thankful for. He was on stage during a Lamb of God show and lived to tell about it. Lucky turkey. Here's the show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Metal Injection livecast. I was on stage. This is a true statement.
They told you that there was actual lamb. You were very
hungry. Yeah, oh, I love lamb.
Then you got onto the stage and it was just sweaty dudes and you were like, oh, all right. I guess this
tastes
is
like
not
lamb.
A bad consolation prize.
It's true. Welcome, it's November 25th, 2012. You're listening to the Metal Injection livecast. Well, you could be listening past November 25th. You could be listening on November 25th, 2013, for all we know. But this, my voice, right now, is being recorded on November 25th, 2012. It's true. And Darren isn't here tonight.
But in his place, we have Sean Gressens.
What? Hey. We have special guest Sean Gressens.
Special guest.
I don't know if you've ever been on the show before, but...
No. Well, one time, like 2010.
Yeah, this is like a loose conversation amongst friends.
Okay.
Some of us metalheads, right. One of us not.
Do you guys talk about a lot of metal music on this? Or
we try to avoid that as much as possible, but we do bring it up once in a while.
All right, I'll see if I can get a hang of it.
Cool, and of course, you can be a part of the show as well.
I can?
Well, you are already a part of the show.
But yes.
I think people should call and welcome Sean back.
Yeah.
If you're listening live, give us a call. 646-4... No.
What? Oh, you almost did it again.
Oh, wow.
Close. 646-929-1357. We've been off for a week. I'm a little rusty.
Uh-huh.
Also, we have a very special guest, Marty Friedman, former guitarist of Megadeth, solo act in Japan, world star in Japan.
Santa star.
Well, isn't he just a solo act in general? Now he's not only a solo act in Japan.
Well,
you get it, the album
he was also
here.
In Cacophony.
Noah. Bless you. So he's going to be on the air later on. He's going to be calling in. It should be interesting. He's going to be calling from Japan. It's a Monday morning there. He's going to be waking up, having his coffee, and giving us a call.
Whoa.
Do they have coffee in Japan?
They just have miso soup.
And tsunamis.
We can certainly ask him.
Salt water.
Oh, my God. He's definitely not going to call in.
Well, I'm sure he's not listening now.
Right. And like he had anything to do with a tsunami.
You think he's having a shiatsu massage right now so he can't listen?
I hope so.
Ultimate Warrior in the chat asks, is the Marty Friedman interview going to be a phone sex conversation between Noah and Marty?
Yes.
Is it going to be Noah? Are you gonna have
I'm going to be on my best behavior.
Boo.
Are you going to speak Hebrew to him? Or Yiddish, maybe? With your mishpucha?
It's not really my mishpucha.
Why not? Jews and metal.
Well,
I guess
he's like an extended mishpucha.
See?
Everyone's in the mishpucha. Mishpucha means family.
Oh. What? Oh.
Mishpucha means family in Yiddish.
Yeah.
I do have to say I really missed all your Jewy gibberish.
You know, really. Yes, living in New York, you never get it.
Yeah,
no.
Sean, try it. Mishpucha.
And rape.
Oh, come on.
Mesh. Pucha.
Mesh puha?
No.
I thought it's mish.
Well, in Hebrew, it's mishpacha.
Mishpacha.
Yeah, there you go. Mishpacha.
I can't do that, like, phlegmy shit that you guys do.
Like the ha-ha?
Yeah, ha. I can't.
You just did it.
Okay.
You
really
roll your R's like...
No, I can't.
Try it.
That's not even...
Try to purr
That's
like
Espanol,
a cat.
And I know it.
Sean, try to purr like a cat.
Okay. No, I'm a little too excited right now.
No.
I can't do that. I can't do the R roll. I can't do it.
Oh.
I spent all my time for working on Bane quotes, and that's it. I can't do it. Yeah. Sorry.
The band?
Yeah. No.
Come on, you love Bane.
No, I hated Bane. I like that one Bane song.
You had that hoodie that just said Bane.
Just said Bane
in
varsity letters.
That, like, every bro in New York had for
that
a while.
They would alternate between their Bane and their Mosh hoodies.
Mm-hmm.
The Victory Records Mosh hoodie.
Oh, I know.
Or the Mosh short shorts. I mean, yeah. Don't you have a pair of those?
Yeah, don't you?
Sure, of course. It's crotchless. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you made them crotchless?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they make those panties where, like, the bottom of it is, like, nothing, and you're...
That's a crotchless panty.
That's a belt, actually.
Well, what's the purpose of a crotchless panty?
So, people still like looking at panties on somebody, but can still enter without having pushing it to the side, I guess.
Oh.
I think there really is no purpose. It's just to look hot.
It's just another thing to sell.
That would be uncomfortable to wear in jeans.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot of chafing.
It's for people who are into panties and want to have sex with the panties on.
It's the same thing with what's the point of a mesh see-through bra. You know, it's not giving you no support whatsoever, but it just looks hot.
Oh. Like that time you wore it.
Exactly.
And we have a picture of it on the webcast page, on our Facebook page.
Good times. But yeah, to go back to the beginning of the show, I was on stage in front of 4,000 people.
How was that for you, Rob?
You actually looked really cool. I saw the photo.
You get any phone numbers afterwards?
No phone numbers. Two guys were like, "Hey, were you the guy on stage?" And I said, "No, that you." I get that. I've been getting that all night. I'm not. That was really cool. What happened was Jose Mangan from SiriusXM Liquid Metal said, "Hey, we're like Lamb of God's new album is the most played album on our station, so we're gonna announce it. We're gonna
Did
announce
he have
that."
Did you have a certificate of authenticity?
He didn't bring a certificate for them, but
there
so basically, myself and all the other DJs from Liquid Metal, we went on stage right before Lamb of God went.
Well, one
on.
Of them wasn't really a DJ anymore.
Fair enough.
So wait,
friends.
So that was like a big announcement, like, "Hey everyone, this is the most played album right now on like
of the year." Yeah, there's the number one album of the year. On
Does the audience have anything to do with that? Like, was it from requesting, or how does it work?
I mean, sure.
It's what the band Jose likes.
Well, Jose is he's going to be programming.
Oh, okay.
Still, it was a cool thing, and so he invited myself and all the other DJs up on stage, and my whole thought process, it was like a 3-minute thing that he was just talking about. And then
it
was just
horns,
like,
put up the horn.
It was like, don't look like an idiot. Don't look like an idiot. Just be
Did you smile a lot, or were you trying to keep it grim?
The thing is, when I look at the photos that people sent me, I couldn't look happier.
Yeah.
I looked like a kid in a candy store in these photos. Like, oh my God,
look at all the attention.
Really
all the people looking at Rob.
At the time, I wasn't even thinking about that. I was just thinking, like, don't look like a... Like, there's... Actually, I was thinking about that. There's 4,000 people looking at you. Don't look like a moron.
Well,
but I wasn't, like...
What if you would have, like, threw up on your chest?
Yeah.
No.
So what did you... I mean, like, where do you even look?
I was looking at the back of the theater. Every once in a while, I'd make eye contact with somebody, and then I would
quickly... Were they looking at their phone?
Quickly look. No, the thing is, people were into it. People thought Lamb of God was about to come out, so they were ready.
Were they not about to come
out? It was like a 5-minute, 10-minute wait afterwards.
So there was the introduction and then a 5-minute intermission.
This is what I didn't understand.
Rob,
yeah.
Ultimate Warrior wants to know, did Rob throw Metal Injection stickers from the stage?
Oh, my God.
You are not
totally
an opportunist.
Yep,
no, you are not an opportunist.
Well,
you didn't even wear a Metal Injection shirt up there either.
I was introduced, though, as Rob for Metal Injection.
Okay, all right.
So that's more marketing than
not
you can
Metal Injection.
For.
.net, so they know what the fuck Metal Injection is.
Well, if you Google Metal Injection, it's the first result.
Yeah, because that's what everybody did.
No, the first result is a molding site.
No,
MetalInjection.com.
No,
you could have been there from
that
molding.
That hasn't ranked true for 9 years, Noah. Our SEO.
I just rubbed Rob the wrong way.
Don't you dare.
You're a tongue twister.
You're a rubber. Don't you dare insult my SEO abilities.
Don't rub Rib the wrong way.
The first two results are Metal Injection. Metal Injection and then
so
our Twitter.
That's why there was that 5-minute intermission, so everybody could go and Google what Jose just said.
I would hope so.
Metal what?
No, this site sucks.
Metal Inflection.
Then they threw their phones at you when they realized who you were. Like, oh, from that fucking site? That guy should be fired. Where's Frank?
No, but it was great. It's like
that was the chance. If I was there, I would
say,
we want Frank. We want Frank.
Frank was there. Frank was
there. He didn't get on stage?
He's not a part of Liquid Metal. It's just, it was a serious thing, wasn't it?
Was Zena out there with you?
Yeah, Zena was out there with me.
Did she whip out her tits?
Probably.
I was looking at the crowd.
No,
I didn't see any tit whippage.
That's not right, Sid.
What? Isn't that what chicks do at metal shows? That's the only reason there are women.
No.
Yes, all chicks, when you come in, when you get patted down,
they
actually
whip out the tits.
Take away your shirt.
You got to lift them up to make sure you're
girls
not smuggling.
Girls haven't done that, like, for a long time. Maybe at, like a glam
metal
show.
Well, because the shows you're going to, it's like 80-year-old men playing guitar on stage.
So they could probably show their tits and you wouldn't know the difference.
You're like the only girl there. So
the only place that I've seen titty flashes are either summer festivals like Ozfest or Mayhem Fest, or going to a Steel Panther show where they explicitly are like, bitches, take out your titties. the feeling, though, getting off stage after, like, I didn't even say anything. I was just on stage throwing up the horns for 2 seconds. It was so intense. It was like running a marathon.
Wow.
Were their bras like throwing themselves at you or what?
No.
Did anyone throw their panties at you?
No. Well, I'm not even. The
dudes and tidy whities.
The crazy thing is, as I was getting off stage,
Randy pushed you.
Stop it.
Stop it. He's like, sorry.
Come on, that was good. Let's take a breath. That was good.
Oh my God.
That was good.
No, I actually did see Randy. He was off stage. And he looks up and he sees me and he's like, oh, I recognize that Jew.
Oh,
and then he gave me a hug. It was so awesome. That was more cool to me than being on stage in front of 4,000
people. Being called a Jew.
Being called a Jew by Randy Bly.
So there's no like triple X suffocation shirts thrown at you or like spike gauntlets or anything?
I should have asked for it. I should have been like, show me your titties and triple X suffocation shirts. I wouldn't want a gauntlet thrown at me.
They're usually like rubber or something, right?
You don't know
like,
at that velocity.
How about a mallet?
What?
Will you take
like
a mallet?
Hammer of Thor or what was that?
Wrong show. That was at the Teresa's show.
Yeah.
Who's it? Trioscapes?
Yes, Trioscapes.
How was your horn making?
It was good. I looked very legitimate in the photos.
You didn't slip out the thumb and do the I love you in sign language?
I would never do the thumb. I would never.
Yeah.
I considered doing a claw or two, but there was no time.
Oh, yeah. I would have. Yeah. You got to go out there with the claw.
There was no time. You showed the video.
I would
like
have done a whole. I was too busy giving the horn.
I have a question. Did Ken Pierce take those photos of you?
Ken Pierce was in the photo pit. I did not see.
Oh man,
how's his blog doing? Is his blog doing good?
What does the counter say
at the bottom?
Powered by Angel Fire.
Oh, that is good. That is a good one.
Thank you.
There probably is. Yeah,
it's right next to the anime GIF of the flames and the spinning skull.
Or like that girl that like dances around in the corner.
Hey, you want to see a real striptease?
Metal Injection used to have that. A Babe of the Day or whatever.
Oh, I remember that.
We did have that.
Hey, that got you a lot of hits.
It's true.
It did.
And was also very misogynistic.
It was, right. That's why we took it out.
Did it offend you, Sean?
I was offended. Because I was never one of the babes.
Well, we also switched it up to Suicide Girl of the Day.
Oh, yeah.
And what's funny is like that was completely just random, like, I had a folder full of Suicide Girl photos, and then there was a script that every
acquired
day,
illegally that you just kind of just saved to your hard drive.
Yeah, but I mean, first of all, they were
if
nude.
If you want a good site for a Suicide Girl of the Day, I hear suicidegirls.com has that.
Right. Well, the thing is, it would have a referral to Suicide Girls, and then we made like a commission of somebody. But what the funny thing was, one day we were getting like so many hits. I know this to the Suicide Girl of the Day thing. I'm like, what? Where? Like, how is this? I mean, that page gets hits, but this is getting way more than usual. I look at the logs, and the girl who is the Suicide Girl of the Day on her MySpace page is like, oh, my God, you guys, I'm so honored. Metal Injection picked me as their Suicide Girl of the Day today. Take a look. And this is huge for me.
I was like, I made it.
I was like, this is completely random. Yeah. This is just...
The fact that she was probably going back and checking, or someone let her know.
Someone, oh my God, look, you did it.
She probably kept refreshing to see how long a day was. Mm-hmm. Like when the day actually started. Did they ever like come and complain and say, "Hey, you're taking our
free
photos"?
Free PR for them, right?
Yeah, no. Well, there was never any nude photo, and it was one photo a day. So, and we did link back to them. There was nothing illegal going about it. So yeah, it was fine.
But then you had that Suicide Girl Scream website, and they shut that down.
Oh yeah,
you just
I was just thinking about that. It's been a year since that website's got up.
Wait, no follow memory? Up.
TomMariahScream.com.
Oh yeah,
where you
yeah,
just
desist. That's right. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I got a cease and desist last year. Not really a cease and desist, but like a warning letter from their publisher saying, "Hey, we might sue." And then I did respond once, right?
Yeah, you did.
And then
yeah.
I stopped responding.
And then
they completely forgot about it, which is the way to go.
Right.
A few months ago, we got a pretty – I'm not going to get into the specifics.
Pacifics.
Just Pacifics, just to avoid any legal trouble. But we got like a threatening letter about royalty rates we're supposed to pay. And we kind of like freaked out and we're like, well, this is a legitimate claim. What are we going to do?
Wait, for what? Music videos or what?
Yeah, or just like having music on the site. Okay. Yeah. And it was like – it was from a major publishing company and – Then, so we contacted our lawyer, and we were like, what do we do? And he's like, well, we can go a few routes. You can respond to them, mm-hmm. I can respond to them, or none of us respond to them, and we see what
they
do.
And we smoke a bowl.
And the thing is, we were like, well, I don't want to respond to them, because that's already admitting defeat in a way. And like,
right.
And we don't want our lawyer to respond to them, because that's going to cost us money. Yeah. We have to pay him to respond to them. And, but the thing you said is, if you don't respond to them, the thing is, what they're doing is they probably send out like 300 of these in a day. And whoever responds to them, they're like, oh, cool. And this is how they're making their money now. So we just didn't respond to them. Then like 3 weeks later, we get another email, and it's like, oh, I don't know. And then a month or two later, we get a third email. But this email was in papyrus font.
Which is why you didn't take it seriously.
And this is when I knew that we're getting away scot-free.
Full circle, if you didn't know, papyrus font is also Lamb of God's logo font.
Yes, and that's pretty much the only generally accepted use of papyrus. Because otherwise, I would, like, if something has papyrus, and like if there's a menu with papyrus in it, I'm like, you know what, no. Let's order from somewhere else.
Papyrus is worse than Comic Sans.
Absolutely. Comic Sans is at least fun. There's good kerning.
Worse than, you say, Comic Sans is a great font, so that doesn't come in anything good. Worse than one of the best fonts. Okay, it could still be one of the best.
Sir, you've got me there.
Thank you.
So what happened in the email?
They were asking. I feel like the person who sent the email was an assistant, and like they copied their boss and whatever. Like I looked up all the names. So I'm assuming the assistant probably just got fired or laid off in like 6 months, and then like
Obama.
Was there an inspiring quote in their signature of the email with the papyrus font?
It was just like a very corporate.
Oh, no! Like to thine own self be true or anything.
Oh, Sid!
I was being true to mine own self. Pardon. That's what I do. I gotta be me.
Be you, you know?
I like that you, like, I could tell that you squeezed it out.
Because he did the roll to the
left. Yeah, no, like, his whole, like, upper body just raised.
Yeah.
Like, he was hovering.
Yeah, so you could hear it. I don't want it to be silent. If at all possible, I want it audible.
Mm-hmm. No, I feel like if you would keep your ass planted on the chair, it would just, like, stay in between the ass crack and chair area in your pants.
That's not true at all.
What do you mean stay? Like, the smell would stay?
No, like, the fart would just, like, roll back.
And yeah, but your sphincter is going to purse tight. You know, it's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's not forcibly going to open your sphincter back up.
Why wouldn't we hear it? Why wouldn't we hear it?
I don't know. I feel like if it's open more, like, out in the air.
No, you're just
louder.
Aiming it at me.
No,
that's not true. Because depending on the force and the velocity of the fart.
And E equals MC squared.
Right. Depending on the space ratio between the thigh and the seat, the bigger chance of reverberation of the fart would come out.
There you go.
So you have to perfect your craft.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Practice the perfect amount to raise your ass off the chair.
That's why I always fart. Got to get better at it.
Okay.
No, I actually learned this recently because I ordered, are you guys familiar with the pooter?
What's the pooter?
The pooter is a device. It's really just a cylinder with a hole in it, and it's rubber. And you put it in your hand, and you squeeze it against your palm, and it makes a very, very, very realistic farting noise. made popular by Jack Vale and his farting videos.
Can you also stick your dick in the hole?
Maybe Sid can, but I don't know, like a normal human being. But
oh, I thought it's shaped like a fleshlight.
Not Sid. I mean, like Rob or somebody, right?
Bruno.
No, and
jerk.
And I had to learn that, you know, how far you make the opening against your palm is how much bigger or smaller of a fart that you can make.
So does that apply to, like, a sphincter?
Of course. So, test it at home.
What would you say the circumference of your sphincter is?
I've never measured.
How about diameter?
I've never measured anything. I don't know.
All right.
And really, doesn't it matter, like, when you measure it? If it's right after a poop?
Well, I would think much bigger. You'd probably go for the... What was the largest poop you've ever taken? And that's probably
might
the...
Maybe this morning.
So whatever the diameter of that turd is would probably be the extent of the of your sphincter.
Yeah, all right.
And you also have
just
to factor
a baseball bat in there.
Whether or not you would be bending over when you would measure it.
Oh.
Like, do you measure it standing or bending over? Because I feel like if you bend over, it stretches.
Yeah, I think you get more give if you're bending over.
Look at Noah talking like she doesn't know for a fact. I feel like maybe if you... Come on.
It's just so hard to enter when you're standing.
The Pooter was Sean's nickname in high school, says the ultimate
very
warrior.
Good. Oh,
that
very
was good.
Very good.
That was a good one. I thought that was a given.
Yeah. Somebody's got to go for the low-hanging fruit.
It's
Let
true.
It be somebody in the chat.
That's what I called my balls in high school, too.
Low-hanging fruit? Very good. I called mine in the chat room.
Oh. Works at two levels.
I was very lonely. Sometimes they'd have conversations.
Oh. I thought it was just because there's always a party down there.
No.
A bunch of faces just kind of...
No. Alas.
Oh. Or because the only time people saw it was online?
No, I never put my balls online.
That's
Why
sad.
Would anybody want to
Why not?
Balls?
Why not?
I guess.
Did you ever send any nude pics to your girlfriend? Any
sure.
cock shots?
Sure.
Oh.
But that's the same kind of thing. You know.
I guess.
But, I mean,
you,
just in the digital space.
All right. But I didn't include the balls, I don't think.
What, you cup them away and it's just a schlong?
Yeah.
Girls want to see everything, Sid.
Yeah.
All
right, well.
They want to see the whole cornucopia down there.
Yeah, Amy never complimented you on your testicles.
I would you maybe.
Did you send her a picture of your testicles before you sent her a full body shot?
What?
Or like a cock shot before a full body shot.
Wait, you mean before we met?
Like as you're recording her.
No.
Did you send her like a reclining like Costanza
no,
pose?
No, one of my Brett Favre now. None of, while wearing Crocs.
Yeah, oh. Mm. Or like an Elliot Spitzer kind of thing, like just your chest.
Did Elliot Spitzer, or are you talking about Anthony Weiner?
Oh, Anthony Weiner.
All yeah. Jewish politicians
yeah.
are the
They're
same
the
to you,
same.
Are they?
They're all the same. Yeah.
How would you like angle the camera and like...
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I didn't put that much thought into it. Just wanted to make sure I was as hard as I could be. I didn't want to leave anything
oh.
on the
Did
table,
you ever, like,
you know
tape, like, an inconspicuous popsicle stick underneath
no.
them?
No.
Is that a trick, Sean?
No, I mean... I just came up with it right now.
Yeah, like, are there MySpace angles for cock shots? That's a good question.
Probably.
Probably, yeah. No, I feel like I've... You know, when you take it, there's better angles that, you know, are more suited for...
Like from underneath? Do you ever take a picture from underneath?
Yeah, underneath, facing towards your face. Like, yeah, it looks like it's this massive mountain of skin.
So is your face in the shot, too?
I mean, if you really feel like... If you know the person...
Sean, I don't think you should keep your face in the pictures.
That's usually when people stop talking to me.
Then you're going to implicate yourself when they show up
yeah.
online
yeah.
on that website. Mm-hmm.
Super Nintendo Chalmers asks, Sid, were you wearing your Wu-Tang cock ring in the pic?
What?
Do you have a cock ring?
No.
Wu-Tang cock ring.
Is that, I'm missing the joke there.
The joke is that you have a Wu-Tang cock ring.
Is that a thing that actually exists?
I mean, there are cock rings and maybe there's a Wu-Tang logo.
Look it up, Rob.
It's just a cock ring wrapped in a sticker of Wu-Tang.
That's fine. Because
if that's a thing that actually exists, then I applaud him for the reference. But if he just made that up and it's not a real thing, then that's weak.
Doesn't look like it's a real thing.
Lame.
I'd rather it be like a small like plastic figure of ODB, like making an O with
like
his
he's
arms.
Hugging your dick.
And he's just hugging, yeah, giving a big hug.
Well, yep. He's for the children.
That's true.
That are coming out of my dick.
Have you ever seen those like jelly cock rings with like the vibrator on it?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Is that a good thing or no? Yeah, I've seen them before.
Well, that's like a vibrator for your penis. That's like getting jerked off by a cock ring.
I've never really had the urge to hold a vibrator to my dick.
No, it's not for the guy. It's for like when you're fucking a girl.
Yeah, but I'm trying to say, would that even be nice for me?
Well, then the girl would only feel it when the cock is like fully immersed in her vagina.
Yeah,
and if you pulled back out, it'd be like, wait, come back in.
Yeah.
Wait. So.
What are you talking about?
Well, like when you're fucking the girl,
yeah.
She's only going to feel the cock ring like half the time when you're in. When you pull out. Yeah.
Not if she's like sitting on top of you and like grinding you.
Okay, that's
okay. Fair enough.
That's all about
positioning.
Yeah. Okay. But I still feel just a constant vibrating against like the base of my dick is going to be annoying to me.
Somebody is asking what's the purpose of a cock ring. It's supposed to just, it's like someone's holding your cock.
Is it like a nursery school?
It's the blood flow so that you stay like really super hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So it won't go down if you kind of walk around the room, lose interest, whatever.
Got to get the food. The food's here. Like, oh, hold on. Let me just put on my cock ring. You want to lose this good boner.
Yeah.
Just hitting the pause button with the EDR.
Ooh, hold on. The key
cock rings. The pause button of sex.
You got a title already.
Dirty Hippie says, wow, listening to metalhead stoners talking about cock rings is really gay.
Buddy, I'm neither one of those things, so fuck off. Bam!
You're neither a metalhead or a stoner
Damn
or gay.
Right. Damn right.
It's true.
But you are talking about cocks.
Cock rings. And cock on my rings. Own cock. I'm not talking about anybody else's cock.
There's not really a big deal.
I thought we were all talking
cock.
About my cock.
Yeah, I always want to talk about your cock.
That's a drop. Darren, if you're listening at home.
Darren's in the chat. By the way, our number is 646-929-1357. We're going to be having Marty Friedman on the air in just a little bit.
Going to be a little metal injection satyr.
I don't think we should ask him about cock rings.
But maybe about like rope bondage, Japanese.
Scat porn.
Shibari or whatever it's called.
Tentacles.
Yeah. Tentacle porn, yeah.
Is he circumcised?
The vending machines where you can buy a girl's underwear.
Is Dave Mustaine circumcised?
Oh, that's a good one.
Was Bruce Lee circumcised?
Shabbat shalom.
Oh, wow. You enunciated that so perfectly.
Thanks. I was practicing all week.
For the interview.
Yeah.
Very respectful.
Maybe he's, I mean, I don't think he's like a practicing Jew, especially if he lives in Japan.
He's too busy practicing his scales. Because he's a guitar player, right? No?
Wah,
anybody?
Wah.
Anybody? Anybody? This is why.
Where's the cricket noise button here?
Darren's not here. Yeah. Darren's not in the chat, I imagine he's playing.
Yeah, he's probably doing it.
He's listening right now, and he's playing sound effects along to the show. But only he could hear them.
Darren!
Darren!
It's practice.
Darren!
Well, since I didn't hear any sound effects, I'm going to assume that joke killed.
Yeah. And we'll never know.
That's right.
So please leave a comment on the livecast page if that joke killed.
I don't think we've had a comment on the livecast page in like four months.
Yeah, what's the
People
deal?
People are
yeah.
being very like unresponsive, and it's not very motivating.
You know what I think it is? Rob changed the commenting system, and it's a lamer now.
So it's harder to log in.
You don't have to log in. You don't need to log into comments anymore.
You have to click through to another thing. It's not just there.
Is it a Facebook thing?
It's Discuss.
Oh, yeah.
On the main thing, it doesn't say how many comments there are.
Oh, yeah. I'll fix that. I keep forgetting to fix that.
Thanks.
But you could still leave comments on the page.
I've commented about how shitty the commenting is, but the commenting is so shitty that I don't even feel like commenting.
It doesn't even warrant a
comment. God damn it. Oh, Rob's breaking everything.
Great.
Where are you going?
He needs a chart.
He needs a chart?
Yeah.
A charge.
Oh.
And, you know, they just need to know that these people and me every so often are here for you, you know?
That's right. We
did this we're not here for that.
No.
People in the chat are agreeing that the comments are shitty.
Yeah, Rob.
Ruined, to be
The people specific. Not commenting are agreeing that the comments are shitty.
Yeah. They're commenting right now.
One person said, Rob ruined the comment.
Okay.
That's
one other
and
person besides us.
And 8 million people seconded it.
Yeah. Just imagine how many other people think the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And want to voice their opinion
just
about it.
Just one brave person stepping up.
Yeah.
Who was it? Let's give him props.
Ultimate Warrior.
Good job, Ultimate Warrior, agreeing with me. Always a good job when someone agrees with me.
Super Nintendo Chalmers said, he will comment more. And he wants Sean to forget.
No, Sean. He's telling Sean.
What? No, I have to comment more?
I don't know.
This is getting even weaker and weaker.
How's he going to comment on his show when he's not even here most of the time? What's
hey, guys, remember when we talked about that shit?
Oh, wait. Well, no, Sean, you said you listened back to a bunch of shows that you weren't on to be up
yes,
with the memes.
I did, yeah.
How
did
we do?
What are some of your highlights? What are some of the things you found funny?
Well...
what are some of the things where you're like, oh, I am not completely...
You didn't roll your eyes.
Yeah, when were you engaged?
Got engaged? Congratulations, Sid.
In the show, Sid.
Oh. I think, well, I mean, engaged in the opposite way that I think you're going for. I was a little annoyed and had to fast forward with that show that the dude who is... obliterated. Well, I don't know if he was faking it or not, but it was drunk off his ass and called back like 3 or 4 times. It was maybe like.
Were you listening to our show?
Yeah.
No, there was a yeah.
I vaguely remember.
And
that.
He like wouldn't listen to what anything you guys were saying, just kept talking.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
you guys
yeah.
So you can't even feel like I'm going to fast forward.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, I can't take it.
Well, you do have the option of fast forwarding.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
You have to move your finger.
That's what I did. I'm saying that I did fast forward.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. Everything else was pretty much business as usual. It was funny. Nothing was like really stood out. Like that was a key bit of the year.
What do you mean? So are you saying that our performance is lackluster?
No, I was saying that we're always usually a plateau of good. And nothing was like really kind of...
No great.
No, there's no spikes or you know ebbs and flows to the greatness.
Oh, okay.
Nothing to add to our reel,
true.
You're saying.
True.
Darn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, Thanksgiving was. Oh wait, were you gonna say something?
I was just gonna say, and all the Sean pot shots were great. I think those were awesome. Yeah.
But that's really the main reason you're listening.
For Sean pot shots.
Yeah.
Why I get him regardless.
Just to see how bad it was, to see if you really wanted to come back.
So you should have been leaving comments all along, just like, hey, was I mentioned in this episode?
Should
I give somebody your
I listen
yes.
to? Is this worth me listening to hear my name?
Oh, you could have saved so much time.
Yeah. I was basically just scrubbing, trying to.
Well, while you were scrubbing, you could have missed that 1 second where we did talk about you. So
yeah, I know. That was a gamble.
You know what? Okay, I got it. From now on, we'll log all the times and moments where we do talk about you. So in the future.
Yeah, can we add these up to like SoundCloud and you put like some of those, you know, like little bookmarks in it so I know where to skip through to?
And we can write comments.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Actually, it's not a bad idea. Instead of having comments on specific parts of the show, like.
Oh, yeah. Can we do that, Rob?
No.
Didn't we offer 2 download versions, one with all the songs cut out?
No.
So then if I ever feel like downloading, I don't have to do that myself? Which I do every time.
Well, you can fast forward.
You mean you fast forward, you don't?
No, like... I go into the waveform and I delete that whole section. So
that's really OCD.
Do it shorter.
Seriously?
Yeah. So I don't have to skip through. And if you look at the waveform, you can tell what's a song and what isn't. So I just highlight that whole section and I delete.
And then you save it again and then put it on your iPod?
I just play it from the... I listen at work.
I listen at work.
If
I listen.
Interesting. I didn't realize that you do that. So.
No, I just fast forward. Unless it's my playlist.
It's too long. I don't want to, because then if I fast forward too far, I've got to go back. It's a whole fucking thing.
Well, if you use the podcasting app on your phone... Oh, I guess you don't. You say
podcasting
you
app? What is this?
On the phone, it has a fast forward 30 seconds button. It's really useful.
Yeah, still, these songs are like...
Yeah, but the music breaks are like
20. Epic power ballads, yeah. No, I'm not
going to...
No, it's not
going
to happen.
You do this, Ed.
You're going to ruin the mics, man.
What?
He does that thing all the time. It's already ruined.
I like your finger action there, Rob.
Well, I am an expert.
You got good clip padding ability right there.
Yeah.
Oh, Ultimate Warrior says they only fast forward when Noah picks the playlist.
I haven't picked a playlist in forever.
So Ultimate Warrior must not have been doing any fast forwarding lately.
Good.
646-929-1357. Sid, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was fine. Nothing particularly crazy. Though I was, for a little while, I was in a room with a person from the Czech Republic. I wanted to ask him a bunch of Randy Bly questions, but I didn't think he'd know what the fuck I was talking about.
Probably not.
But he didn't try to arrest me or anything like that. So, you hear that, all you Metal Injection Facebook commenters? Not all people from the Czech Republic are the same.
Yeah, really?
Did they say a bunch of shit or something?
Down with Chick!
Well, it's anytime there's a story about Randy in the Czech Republic. I was like, fuck the Czech Republic. Czech people are assholes. Why are they doing this? And it's like, it's not the whole country.
Isn't that a mild form of racism as well?
Oh, yeah. That, well, dude, that is a direct
form. This is the metal community. What the fuck do you expect?
Well, true. That's true.
I feel it's a very vocal minority that's racist. I feel it's that most metalheads are not racist. It's just ones that are so loud and overbearing.
I'll say this. You're right, because I think it's only the white metalheads that are racist.
That's
like the black metalheads, the Indian ones, I don't think they're as racist.
Latino?
As the metalheads. No, they're pretty open-minded, too.
Yeah, there is a huge Latino thrash metal community.
Yeah, I lived in L.A. They're everywhere. It's just like long-haired Latino dudes with suffocation T-shirts on.
Yeah, of course.
And mortician T-shirts.
Mm-hmm. And obituary. But no, I did want to – have you guys seen the site yet? Hello There Racists.
Tumblr.com. Oh, yeah. There's a Twitter account.
I wanted to know, how do you guys feel about that? Like, I think it's a – I mean, it is fucking – shaming, but I think it's kind of awesome.
I think it's brilliant, shaming. Just to elaborate, what it is –
What is it? Can you repeat it again? It's
–
Hello There, racists.tumblr.com.
Yeah. Okay, so what it is basically is someone takes a screenshot of – like a racist comment that somebody
Twitter,
made on Twitter,
Facebook, Tumblr.
And then they expose their like real name and whatever.
Yeah.
Good.
And it's just like, I think it's great because it's.
I mean, do you think someone will eventually get killed for this?
No, well, no. Because they don't, I mean, unless maybe if they track down who the guy is posting.
It's not like they're like stalking them. All this information is public anyway.
But a lot has actually come from this site as well. Like I know recently there was a dude that was like signed up to join like the Air Force and was already like going through the whole process and whatnot. And when this shit came up, that got just canned. Cause like I think he made some comment that I bet Obama's going to get shot this term or some shit like that. And like, even though he didn't come out right and say he was going to do it, it's still, you're going to work
for...
you're
not confusing this with that chick who worked at Chick-fil-A?
No, there's a lot of people. A lot of people said this shit. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But because, you know, like, but that's even worse if the guy's going to the Air Force and, like, you're going to say that about your commander-in-chief?
Yeah, that's not a good look.
Yeah.
There's a Twitter account that's, yes, you're racist.
Oh, okay.
And that's a really good one because it just finds all of these, I don't want to sound racist. I'm not racist, but Asians can't drive for shit. And it's
Noah.
Like, yes, you are racist.
Noah.
What? I don't say that.
You just think it. And tweet
That's
it.
Even worse.
And Tumblr it. And Pinterest it.
Do you say Tumblr it? Or do you tumble it?
I don't have a Tumblr.
I don't know.
Do you have a Tumblr, Sid?
You tumble it.
Do you? Rob would know.
Yeah, I have a Tumblr.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you post on your Tumblr?
I don't really. It's just like photos, like dumb, silly images. I don't really keep it that active.
I'll tumble for you.
I've been mentioned on your Tumblr, haven't I?
Have you?
I thought I was.
Oh, yeah, because there was a MetroCard in our freezer once.
Yeah, that's right.
And you sent me a message. She's like, why is there a MetroCard? Why is there a MetroCard in our freezer?
Did you ever
like,
find out?
Bachelor. Yeah, it's just because I put it on like the top of the fridge.
And then it fell in?
It fell in, I guess.
What a klutz.
That's Rob.
Rob, baby Huey.
None of us are racist, but we sure do not like Obama and his social Muslim leanings. It's like, no, that's racist.
That's like a new thing. Like, or they'll tack it on the end. Like, they make some horrendous racist comment, and then, I'm not racist.
I'm not racist, but interracial couples, I'm not feeling it. I'm not racist, but I don't like Chinese people. That's racist.
Maybe they think racist only applies to black and white.
Yeah. I'm not racist, but why is it always the black guy who always pulls the gun?
What? When?
They wrote
it. Hmm?
No, but then it's funny that all these people, when they're kind of like singled out and the spotlight goes on them for being racist, immediately go and delete all the tweets or delete the whole account in general. And that's kind of, if you're going to be racist and throw that shit out in the public forum, own it. You know, don't just be like, oh, shit, people.
I feel the same way. Just like, why is there this, like, thing to clarify, like, I'm not racist. If you're going to be racist, just be like, okay.
Right.
This is how I feel.
Yeah.
Be cool with your racist. It's like, they already feel this guilt. But they're like, no, I don't hate everybody.
Maybe they think that if they just post it and get it out,
yeah,
it'll make it better.
I don't know.
Yeah. If you throw it out to the world.
Yeah, large. And then they realize how stupid it is.
I'm not racist, but why can't we have slavery again? You know, like, no, that's very racist.
No, but it's sad that it's a lot of white high school kids are the ones that are up on this site. You know, like, you think that, you know,
yeah. They're dumb.
Well,
it's dumb people.
I think it's also because they don't realize the public aspect of Twitter.
Or how
far reaching. Because they grew up with it. Like,
right,
like,
yeah,
so
it's really just
dumb.
They just think it's something that only their friends can see. Mm. Yeah, I feel that's a lot with, like, younger people. I feel that's why there's all those leaked sexual photos, like naked photos of people, because they're like,
where's that?
You text it.
Where,
is anyone up?
Is there a new one of those? There has to be a new one of those by now.
Yeah,
right?
There's, like, you know, like GF porn. You know, like, it's like if you search any of that kind of shit, that's, you'll get that. It's all just selfies in the mirror of chicks naked.
And it's like, look, if you send that to somebody, even if you trust that person,
that's the best one.
Yeah, no, well, of course, you want the best. Yeah, you want the story.
Yeah,
yeah. No, these are just galleries of a bunch of chicks in front of the mirror.
Well, yeah, I know all those. That's not a big deal. I'm talking about that one where it's like, this girl's from here and she works at this place,
right.
and
then you see, like, them in their work uniform, and then
here's
see them, like, with
band members she's fucked.
Right.
Three black kids are in the hallway of my apartment building. I'm not racist, but I think they're here to steal.
Anything but racist. Who said that?
Enjoy Caroline said that. At Enjoy Caroline on Twitter.
Oh, joy. Joy. Not into spreading joy.
And say, like, hey, if you're that suspicious, why tweet it when you could just call the cops?
Right. Yeah.
I'm not racist, but I won't lie. Black people scare me.
Look.
Don't lie. You're racist.
She has a phobia. She was born with it.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's genetic.
Just like, I'm not racist, but I don't like Arab people with those things on their head. On their head worries me.
They don't even take the time to learn.
English. And they're not.
Hey, like Lady Gaga said, they were born this way, man.
Yeah, with the thing on their head that worries you.
Not racist. Not racist, but I will never trust any guy from Middle Eastern and African countries.
Yeah, Rob. You're a liar. Rob lies.
Rob steals your information when you sign up to Metal Injection. And uses it.
He's that Nigerian.
I'm how you get all those emails from Nigeria.
Yeah, that's Rob.
All the penis pills, that's from Rob.
Yep. All right, we have a call. 561, you're on the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name? Where are you from?
And are you?
I'm Jermaine. I'm from Orlando, Florida.
Jermaine's probably not racist.
Jermaine, you're in Orlando.
That's racist.
Florida. Yes, I'm in Orlando. All right, first of all, anyone that says not to be racist is a racist. Come on, like,
it comes after that statement is going to be really racist.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it's like that old phrase, like that bless her heart. You know anything that...
No phrase, offense,
yeah,
but...
It's something horrible is going to come.
If you guys can't tell, I'm a black guy. I just don't sound like that on the phone, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't tell. I don't want to sound racist, but I couldn't tell from the sound of your voice, but I could definitely tell by your name.
That's it. I'm gonna name my white son Jermaine. Just to throw that.
Yeah, you're gonna have a white son,
but I'm
racist
with the G.
Well, if I'm still with Vanessa, it's not gonna be white. You're right.
So what were you gonna say, Jermaine?
I was like, back to the topic you brought up earlier about, like, metalhead racist. I don't think it's so much the hate. I think it's more of like a fear, because, like, I hang out with metalheads all the time, and when I meet other new metalheads, they're just like, holy shit, this black guy knows his shit, and like, listens to pretty good shit, so...
Wait, do you mean new metalheads as an N-U umlaut or N-E-W?
No, I mean like friends.
Oh, okay.
Like in new people that I meet that are metalheads.
Gotcha.
But wouldn't you say that's like a bit of a racist mindset to have, like, oh, you're not too bad for a black guy? You know,
yes,
that's saying that, oh, black guys in general are bad. But really, is what they're saying that they don't like black people... Or that they
preconceived notions of black people
that,
were going
but that through. They that they're probably like thugs and like hip hop and whatever.
Right.
Only thugs like hip hop.
I mean, unfortunately, right now that's like the way it is.
Hold on. Not only thugs love hip hop.
White
but
girls.
All thugs love hip hop.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. There's some thugs I've met that like some country.
Fair enough.
But I I hopped on the show too late. I don't know if you guys had brought up the Chris Brown thing that's been popping up recently.
Oh, we have not yet brought it up.
Rob nuked fuck out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God.
That's so ridiculous.
You know, okay, and here's another. I think we've talked about this on the show. Like, constantly when I post these, like, super mainstream stories, like Chris Brown wearing.
The TNT of metal.
Wearing, well, I meant every metal blog picked it up. Chris Brown wore a leather jacket with like, patches on it for crossover bands, like Dirty Rotten DRI and Suicidal Tendencies and Corrosion of Conformity.
Yeah, but this isn't the first time this has happened. Like, you know, like
with him?
Well, with him, yes. But, like, I mean, with other hip-hop people.
Yeah,
like, you know,
yeah.
Like, Lil Wayne had those pants with,
well,
like,
I
you
mean,
know, Doom.
Well, Molly Cyrus was wearing an Iron Maiden t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she actually says she likes Iron Maiden.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But also...
Would she lie about that? Like, who gives... Who's? How does that help her to lie that she likes Iron Maiden?
Broader audience, perhaps.
Really?
She's a redneck. Of course she's probably going to like
yeah.
Iron Maiden.
But also, it's like, I'm sure she was dating a guy that was into Iron Maiden. He played...
She just liked it for that moment.
He played that... He played
or
one
maybe,
song for her.
Since she's a musician, she heard it somehow.
Yeah, no, it's
or
not...
In a studio
and it's like,
or,
it's not Iron Maiden. It's this underground band that,
yeah,
like, five people know about. They're
a
huge band. Yeah, everybody... Anyway... So, yeah, Chris Brown did this, and I posted this, and, like, on Facebook, so many people were like, who the fuck cares? I don't care. Meanwhile, it was all three posts that I did about
well,
it
here,
were the most
the most shared posts. Story in my window now looking at Metal Injection. The dude who designed Chris Brown's metal jacket says, that guy doesn't know who Cro-Mags are.
Yeah. They said that that jacket is a jacket that needs to be designed. That guy, the guy who designed Chris Brown's jacket, should kill himself.
Yeah, and those jackets go for $5,000.
What an idiot. Just go see the band play and buy merch.
Yeah.
Buy patches.
Well, that,
the
point is that he could just pay for it. He doesn't have to. So anyway, what were you going to say about the Chris Brown thing, Jermaine? Sorry to keep you on the line.
No, I was just wondering if you guys had brought it up yet, but obviously you have, so.
Oh, no, no.
Oh,
well,
you
know,
just
you
did.
Just brought
you
it
just
up.
You just brought it up for us.
Well, I just wanted to see what you guys' thoughts were on the whole issue, like,
what are your thoughts?
I mean, like,
terrible.
I don't really know enough about Chris Brown to say, like, he has a right to wear
woman
that jacket, but he paid for it, so obviously he does.
Yeah.
Do you think any of the bands saw that money?
Yeah.
No.
I doubt it.
No band saw that money. But, yeah, Municipal Waste...
They tweeted about it.
They tweeted that, like, Chris Brown...
He said that Chris Brown can wear our jacket all he wants, but he's still a moron.
Yeah, he's still an asshole or whatever.
And so
I agree with them.
Right. But then people commented after that tweet that they sent, because that tweet was then posted on BuzzFeed, of like, little-known metal band, you know, like comments about Chris Brown's jacket.
That got them attention.
Yeah,
but it's true. It's so true, though. It's like this
right.
is a lot of publicity for Municipal Waste, but...
Yes. No, but like the comments seem to be shifting. Like it's like people are now starting to get... like fed up with the yeah we all hate Chris Brown, yeah we got it, you know, like yeah you know, kind of thing, and that's kind of sad.
well
even if he's forgiven him, so shouldn't we all?
No.
Of course not. No. I know.
Nah, he's never gonna get forgiven for that.
I don't know if he saw, I don't know if it was Sweden or Switzerland, but
Sweden, I think.
Sweden, they posted like he was coming there to do a show, and some, you know, some rights group or whatever put up posters
vandalous
everywhere
really.
and then of like, hey, tonight, Chris Brown at this kind of theater. And on the poster was a big photo of Rihanna's beaten down
face.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I think what he did is awful. Like, it's not cool at all. It's weird how he's just, like, back in pop culture and whatever. And if that's the case, and if people are, like, cheering for him, it's like, I'm kind of on the, like, okay, we get it. He hit her. It's like,
okay, well, all right. But it's not just he hit her. That key fucking went to town.
Yeah. He
like,
fucked her up. Yeah.
And I'm not saying there's any degree of like one hit, one slap is this, you know, it's
right.
all
bad.
But I think it's even worse when you see like, there also was a post on BuzzFeed where like some, they had a big list of tweets from girls that say, Chris Brown, he could beat me anytime. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or,
well,
you know.
They're just dumb girls that are like, have
deserve
never
to
been...
get hit, right, Rob?
Right, Rob? They've never been with a guy at all, probably. They're just like 12-year-old tweens. And it's just like, one thing that.
They don't really know any better.
Yeah.
True.
Gary Suarez brought up a point on Twitter from
Metal
Sucks. He said that, like, is it racist that we're like, you know, calling out Chris Brown for being a white beater, like, why is that the thing that he's identified for when there's been plenty of other white beaters that are totally forgiven, like Tommy Lee. No one ever brings up that that he beat Pamela Anderson. I was like, you know, that's accurate. He is a, I mean, I do not consider Tommy Lee cool or anything. Like, he's a scumbag as far as I'm concerned, but I don't, like, I've totally forgotten
Tommy
that
Lee, because we didn't see photos of her?
No, there were photos, I feel like. When
you guys got Mel Gibson.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You
but
guys.
He's a.
Oh, that's racist.
Fuck is that?
That's racist. You Jews, you got your fucking.
Yeah.
But
So you're a black dude into metal, Jermaine.
Yes.
How did you get into metal? How did you find out? First, and how old are you, first of all?
I'm 23. I've been in the metal since I was 15.
Okay.
Now.
I was hanging out with a guy from my radio class, and he introduced me to Manson at first, and then, like, I got into that, and I just started listening to, like, stuff that was more harder, and since then, I've just been big on metal.
Is his name Turbo?
Yeah, Turbo's in Oklahoma.
South.
But now, what genres do you say that you are into most nowadays?
Yeah, what are the bands you're into?
I still listen to Bodom. I'm about to go see Death Clock next week. I like Whitechapel, Devil Driver, Metallica. Like, I don't have an exclusive genre that I listen to. I like all variety.
Mine did.
Gotcha.
That's cool.
Do you notice that when you go to shows, like, certain, like, genres of metal, like, are more, you know, like, just cool with things? Or do you ever feel like when you go to, you're in the crowd, that some people are, like, kind of shitty towards you or anything?
If I go to a Slayer or Black Dahlia, I get looked at a lot.
Really?
Aww.
Really? Have you ever, like, has anyone, like, said anything?
No one's ever reacted. No one's ever given me a reaction to it. It's just like I get like these really dirty looks, like I shouldn't be there. And I'm just kind of like, fuck you. I paid for my ticket, so.
Expected at a Slayer show, though, isn't
at
it?
At a Slayer show, yeah, that could be expected.
Yeah, because I'm
at, like, say, like a goat whore. Nothing,
yeah.
Nothing at all. It's just not a big deal.
Well, it's New Orleans, man.
And there's only three other people there, so
right?
It's going to give you a hard time.
But, no, I did notice, though, that, like, going to more, like, grindcore, chaotic hardcore shows, it seems to be, like, way bigger numbers of black kids there than when you go to
yeah.
see, like... But
I think it's through skating.
Yeah.
I think black kids found skating and they kind of got into hardcore through that.
Right. No, I agree. Like I love, like, we went and saw Trash Talk a couple of weekends ago, and I think the crowd was, like, half white and half black, and that made me so happy.
That's clearly because of their
They had the Odd Future guys
yeah,
open
yeah.
up, too. It was just, no, but it was good because they're little punk rock kids. It wasn't like, you know...
Yeah, yeah. I feel like punk rock has seeped into, like, black culture.
Right.
It feels really weird to say that. like I am... In any way,
as
an
a
expert.
White Jewish,
yeah,
man
on black culture.
No, but, I mean,
no, but when I went, like, I went to see Converge at the House of Vans last summer, and it's just this warehouse that Vans does free shows in, and there were so many black kids with like
you went right home.
I don't want to sound racist, but there were so many black kids.
You called your mom, you're like, can you come pick me up?
No, I thought it was really great because I feel like this is probably these kids' first hardcore show. They just went because it's free and they were having a great time.
So black kids are only
because it's free?
Wow,
Rob. Racist.
I don't want to sound racist, but I know no black guy is
racist
for Converge.
No, but
do you like Converge?
A little.
He doesn't like Converge.
Like, I'm not really too big on him. Like, I could do with or without him.
Yeah, I got you.
A little too chaotic? A little too crazy?
Yeah.
I feel you. No, but like, I but also talking
why'd
about
why'd you
chaos.
Have to say I feel you? You have to do the
no,
because
I get a lot.
Carson Daly?
Yeah, I feel you. Pound it. Pound it over the air, right? Thing is, like, when I lived up at 105 with Vanessa before I moved, there was a lot of kids... Because we lived right next door to like a low income housing, and like I would go take a walk and you know go have a cigarette and whatnot, and there'd be kids out skating, and me and Vanessa were actually taking a walk one time, and some kid could not.
Did you cross the street?
Oh, across the street, yeah.
No, did you cross the street?
No, I always stayed on our side. No, yeah, we walked across the street. And we were walking that way, and some kid couldn't get down a kickflip, and like I stopped and like tell him like what. You know, put his weight on the front foot, all that kind of shit. And, like, and he saw, like, the black flag pin on my shit. And we just talked for, like, 20 minutes about, like, Mike Vallely and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, this... And that was where my preconceived notion came out. I was like, oh, shit, like, because I didn't expect this kid to have this conversation with me. But, like, afterwards, I was like, that was really rad. That was really rad. But so
now you have a token black friend?
Now I do. Now,
can you bring him? Can you bring him to the podcast so we can meet labor law quotas?
Yeah, I can.
Jermaine, do you have any brothers or sisters, or are you an only child?
They're pretty much all spread out throughout the country.
So they're older?
Yeah.
Do you have any?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Do they listen?
Are they in the metal? No.
How do they feel about you being
in the
metal?
Yeah, do they think it's a phase?
They've been thinking it was a phase for the past since I was 15.
It's an 8-year phase.
So you could say you're the black sheep of your family?
Yeah, I am the black sheep of the family. I might as well be the white sheep because I'm pretty much opposite of everyone.
That's not racist!
I love it.
I like it.
All right, guys. It was great chatting with you. I got to go, though.
Hey, thank you for calling.
No,
yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah. Great. Thanks for calling in, Jermaine.
No.
Oh, cut him off.
It's always a little embarrassing when the caller's like, all right, I
all right,
gotta
guys,
go.
No, we did keep him on the air for like...
But still, he should be flattered.
That we even answered his one phone call that we received.
His one... Wait, what do you say? He only gets one phone call? What do you say? He's in jail, John?
I don't want to be racist, but...
I meant the one phone call we received. Jesus. I don't want to be racist, yeah, but, you know.
Okay, let's take ourselves a little music break.
Oh, yeah. Can I intro it?
Sure. Cause
can you stand next to me and give the horns while I intro
it? I need a few seconds to...
We need a live studio audience sound.
Right. Yeah.
Where's Darren? I bet that's what Darren's playing at home.
Okay, good. Darren, keep it rolling. Keep it rolling right now.
Yeah.
No, in honor of, since we just had Thanksgiving, I wanted to make a playlist that was giving thanks to all the old school hardcore bands that I like, probably Sid likes, and, you know, probably the kids out there that wouldn't exist now without...
I like hardcore. I like some hardcore.
Okay. Okay, Skrillex or whatever you're into nowadays.
I like Black Flag. I love Black Flag, in fact.
But I'm just saying, I want this.
She doesn't like Cro-Mags. I enjoy Cro-Mags.
No, I don't like it.
I like the song of the Cro-Mags that I picked for this right now. I don't like them in general. So. Well, I think World Peace is an amazing, great song.
Let's fuck off.
Go back to your Archers of Loaf.
That's a fantastic band.
Okay. All right, so here's Sean's hardcore playlist. It's 15 songs, 21 minutes. Let's see if we can get through all of it.
Yeah.
Gonna kick it off with a little Black Flag.
Yeah. Yes, that was a great song, wasn't it? No. In it. I love unlistenable noise, really. So here's more of it.
Business. I had a great time on the Metal Injection live cast, which is like a podcast in its own way, but it's live. It's right there in the name. Don't be a fucking cunt about it. Why do I have to explain this? I say cunt in the British way, like in the way that you would call another man a cunt. I'm not calling a woman a cunt. I wouldn't do that. Sean would.
I'm gonna go back to the hell and I'm gonna go back to the hell.
Now that we have won the war on terrorism, we can stop getting molested and going through radioactive machines at airports, right? No. Okay. Well, at least have the decency to put gloves on next time. Those fingers were cold. USA. USA. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the program that found Lebby Klitsky's body in a dumpster, but moved it to the side to pick up a bag of deposit bottles. It's the Metal Injection Livecast.
Overheard Trump sitting in bars, talking about sex, talking about guns, talking about football, women have fun. He just keeps talking, but don't say much. I'm a product of my environment. My vocabulary, like drinking in the gutter. Words that cut so sharp, cut like a hot knife through butter. Not my fault, but then again, schools and teachers were never my friends.
This is Chuck Blandington. It's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. But first, a word of advice. The first hour had way too much Jewish content. Please scale back the Hebrew talk, you menorah-loving git. I felt like I was at a bar mitzvah on mushrooms. And now, here's the show.
Well, sorry to tell you, Blandy, but we're actually bumping up the Jew talk. We're going to have Marty Friedman, former guitarist of Megadeth,
well,
on momentarily.
Just because we're talking to a Jew doesn't mean it's going to be Jew talk.
That's racist.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound racist.
Haven't you learned anything from the first hour of the show, Rob?
Whoa, it's been an hour, you guys?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, let's get Marty on the phone. He's standing by. This is pretty exciting.
I know, he's a legend. Is it working?
Hold on, I gotta add him to the call. Let's see what's happening.
I had like 20 minutes during the.
I have to do it now. I don't want to keep him on hold.
Okay.
I'm making the call. Hello?
Hello? This is Rob?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, it's Marty. How you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for calling into the show and giving us a few minutes of your time.
Yeah, my pleasure, man.
So you're in Japan right now. It's like Monday morning, right?
That's right.
You're in the future.
I'm in the future, man. I already know what tomorrow is.
Wow.
It's Monday.
What's it like? Tell us.
Are there flying cars?
It's cold, man. It's cold.
So you are here to talk about Tokyo Jukebox Volumes 1 and 2 out now. This is a collection of covers, right, that you shredded up?
It's all covers. It's all... It's actually a series that I started in 2009. I did Tokyo Jukebox, and it's a bunch of my favorite songs from Japanese, I don't want to say standards, but songs that everybody knows. There are current songs, and there's older songs and traditional songs, and mostly pretty current songs, but I just did them my way. And obviously, instead of with vocals, I did everything with guitar. And I did that album, and then just last year I did Tokyo Jukebox 2, which is obviously the second installment of that series, and just more more insanity. Basically, the idea was to take stuff that everybody over here knows and do it in just such a completely destroyed and warped way that either you can't stand it and you hate it, or you just think it's the best thing ever. So there's no really like middle ground. It's just I kind of destroyed everything and then kind of built it up from the beginning. And I just love doing it. I really hope I do another one. And I'm so excited that it's going to come out in America, because it's the type of thing that I really don't think there's anything else like it, for better or for worse.
I've certainly never heard it.
I mean, if you were to compare it to like America, like what kind of songs would you have picked if you were doing it from like, you know, like our culture?
That's a great question. And I haven't even heard that yet. I don't know.
It's very practical
right now. Yeah, he just gave himself a pat on the back.
I literally just dropped my mic and I'm about to walk out the door.
You know, that's a really good question. And, I wish I would have had some a chance before time to think about it. I don't know. I guess, let me put it this way. Maybe something that someone who is a metal fan would absolutely abhor. Something that they would really, like, I don't know, what do metal guys hate back in America?
The Macarena?
The Macarena? I don't think I could go that far, man.
But like pop music, like if it would be like Lady Gaga or Britney Spears or something like that.
Yeah, the thing is, man, I just think that stuff's cool anyway, man. I think that's cool. I would have to, I don't know, man. Do metal guys really hate that stuff?
Of course.
Alexi from Children of Bodom.
I feel like there's just like a segment of metalheads, not to stereotype, all metalheads that are just like only metal. If it's not metal, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, because we've talked to other metalheads that just like music. And I'm like, so
yeah.
It's,
right. Yeah, that's what I would think. That's more people are like that now. I mean, just metal seems like it was kind of like 1985. I mean, most of the people who I know who do like really, really extreme metal stuff are like myself, the completely other way. I mean, they just listen to anything. They don't really put a genre on anything. But I don't know, man. I don't know, that's such a great question. I have to think about it, but maybe like stuff that is just like great songs, but they're not really in the metal genre.
Right. Well, if you come up with a good example during the duration of the interview, you can say it. And if not,
yeah, I will do that. But that's a good question. And I'm going to borrow that next time that someone asks me.
Yeah. Feel free to call us back anytime. Like if it's
well, that's a good one.
Like, oh, I got it.
Yeah. Just make sure you give me a footnote if you do.
I will. I'll give you credit.
How long have you been living in Japan now? How long has it been?
I've been here for about 8 years now, yeah.
Wow. You've pretty much immersed yourself in the culture, right? You speak Japanese and everything.
Yeah. Back in the mid to late 90s, I started listening to Japanese, the current Japanese pop music, like exclusively. I mean, I just got so into it that I completely forgot about what was happening back in America, and whatever was happening back then wasn't really turning me on that much. And I just got to the point where I got to go do this. And then early 2000s, I came over here and really never looked back. And it's been a great decision that I've been able to do and grow musically. And finally, it's kind of going full circle and to the point where I want to bring what I'm doing, at least a small part of what I'm doing, back to America and the rest of the world. And I really feel comfortable about doing that now. Absolutely had so many amazing experiences over here that I keep doing. And I just want to share some of the stuff with the people who have supported me outside of Japan for all these years. So it's really an exciting thing that Prosthetic has put out these records of mine. And we got some big plans for the future, too.
Now, as a fellow Jew, I wonder, are there kosher delis in Japan? Can you
good one. I wouldn't know, but...
not a pastrami fan?
You know, I actually am, but there's really very little of that kind of stuff. But, like, there's a lot of similar things. I mean, if you like pastrami, then I guess beef tongue would be good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Is there any sort of, I'm just wondering, like, Jewish culture in Japan, or are there synagogues in Japan or anything? Is there, like, enough?
Actually... There might be, and I'm really not a good person to ask about this because I'm about as unreligious as you can get. I mean, I just don't really talk about religion much or get into it. And actually, that's one of the things I really like about Japan, because religion is kind of a non-issue over here. You know, back home, you know, people, there's all kinds of religious, what do you call, discrimination and prejudice, and people are always talking about religion in the news and politics and that stuff. And in Japan, it's kind of a non-issue. And believe it or not, a lot of people don't even really know what religion they are. It's just kind of a blurry, it's kind of a non-issue. And I really like that, because that just seems to sap the energy out of you whenever the subject of religion comes up. I mean, it's like, it's the same thing as the subject of music. What music is good and what music is bad? I mean, there's no answer. So why argue about it, you know?
Yeah.
So I kind of really, that's one of the things that really hit me about Japan, is like, nobody really gives a crap about religion over here. At least in a big sense, like publicly, you know, it's a big issue back home, but I believe it's very personal. When, you know, each person has the right to believe whatever it is they want and leave each other alone. But that being said, I'm Jewish, and if I was a hardcore Jew, I would have a hard time living over here, because I really haven't seen any influence. There's no influence of it over here, really.
Yeah, like just more culturally Jewish, I personally, than religiously. It was just something that occurred to me, as, you know, being a Jew in Japan, that would be your life story. A Jew in Japan.
You know, I could write that story. I mean, it's a crazy thing. There's a lot of uber Jews in my family, which I love them and everything. It's all good. But I know like almost nothing about Jewish stuff. And I just did a tour of Europe with Yossi Sassi from Israel. And his band actually supported me as my solo backing band. And they're all like from Israel. So it was a blast talking Jewish stuff with like real people from Israel. I mean, I'm from America, so it's kind of like one step removed as far as I'm concerned. These guys are like in Israel, so I was getting all that straight dope from these guys. We had an absolute blast. I mean, they were fantastic. And I just love talking about all that stuff. But in Japan, it rarely comes up. So right. It's kind of interesting.
Now, seeing as though, like you said, you're Jewish, you have it. Obviously, Jewish in-laws and such. Are they ever like, Marty, have you ever considered being a doctor or a lawyer? Do you still not believe it?
No. And, you know, I take the Jewish stuff out like when it helps. You know, when I go to Israel, I play the Israeli national anthem and it just rocks. And I'm like, I wish like all of the major Jewish people in my family could hear me doing this, you know, because that would really impress those guys. But nobody really, you know, it was never really a problem. I was in bands ever since I was in my early teens, so everybody knew he's pretty much a goner. You know, he's not going to be an accountant or anything like that.
Right, right. Okay, we're going to open the phone lines up. If you have a question for Marty, you can give us a call, 646-929-1357. 801, you are on the air with Marty Friedman.
Hey, guys, cool. It's Eggers, and what's up, Marty Friedman?
How you doing?
All right, I think I'm probably going to get the big question out of the first, but I got two quick questions. First of all, let's get your opinion on some of the things Dave Mustaine has been saying over the last couple of months. And another quick question, how do you think you'd fare against the wrestler Kaiji Muda or the Great Muda?
What was the second question? Was that in English?
He was asking how...
How do you fare against the wrestler Kaiji Muto or the Great Muda?
He's a friend of mine, man. We did this thing together on a TV show, and he would absolutely kill me, but like all of these wrestler guys are the sweetest guys in the world. Maybe it's because I'm just such a non-threat that they want to protect me or something, but I love those guys.
So no mist in the eyes from the Great Muta.
Yeah, absolutely no problem. Absolutely no. God, those guys are a riot. Absolute riot, and they're all full-on metal fanatics.
Really? Wow. That's,
yeah.
What are some of the other wrestlers that you've hung out with, just out of curiosity?
Well, Musashi, he and I actually joined that band Sonic on, I guess in English you would say Kathonic,
yeah.
At Fuji Rock, and it was just like a full-on fist-pumping maniac fest. It was awesome. And, that type of stuff is great.
Oh, and you, of course, you were in a band with Aki Bono.
Yeah. He's not a wrestler, but, well, I guess sumo is wrestling, right?
Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah, I mean, he's like an awesome, awesome drummer, but he's never touched the drums before. But he's an amazing, amazing fellow. Love him.
So I was referencing the Fanta band. Like Fanta like created a band of Japanese celebrities. Would that be a fair?
Yeah. It was like all these. Well, he's not a musician, but the rest of us are musicians. But we all play completely, completely different kinds of music. And the whole idea was like, what's this imaginary band's music going to sound like? So we went for like a year and a half without making a single note of music, just doing all these commercials and promotions and stuff. So it came to the point where these guys have to, like, release one song. So we released a song, and actually the song was really cool. I'm very, very happy with it. It's a very pop song, but, I mean, it's a fun rock summer type of song.
Right. Well, the other thing is, he mentioned Dave Mustaine, the caller. It's the 20th anniversary of Countdown to Extinction. And the thing is, it's been 20 years. Have you, by any chance, like, gone back and listen to it, and when you do listen to it, do you think like, man, that was great, or do you listen like, oh, I could have made that better?
To be honest with you, I don't really listen back to much stuff, even of my own solo stuff, once it's done. Except like obviously if I'm preparing for a tour or something. So when I'm working on something, I work so friggin' hard on it to make sure it's so perfect that I'm so pleased with it. And then when it's done, it's done. I don't want to look back on it. Sometimes I listen back to anything, and yeah, it's fine. But I'm completely sure that I listen. If I were to listen back to the Megadeth stuff, I'd be very happy with it, very proud of it, and great memories attached to it. And obviously, if I was playing it now, it would be 20 years better because hopefully I've improved somewhat rather than going backwards as a musician and a player. So I'm sure that I would do things completely different now than I did then. But I'm still very, very happy with all that stuff.
Right. Well, I mean, it's some classic metal material. And going back to his question, do you have any comment on like the lunacy of Dave Mustaine lately with his political comments? Have you followed any of that?
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Was he easy to work with when you were doing this stuff, or was he a bit tyrannical?
He was great. He was absolutely fantastic. Actually, you know, it was working with him that made the whole thing worth doing because he kind of, like myself, is really, really into making the music and doing whatever it takes to get it to be the best it can possibly be. He's not a slack off whatsoever. And very, you know, perfectionist when it comes to music, and I'm exactly the same way. So we really worked well together, and I need somebody, if I'm going to work with somebody, I need their asses to be motivated, and he was definitely motivated, and so am I. So I really loved working with him, and that's why we were together for so long.
Right. And no insane political rants while recording, right? You'd be like, before you lay down that guitar solo, I mean the economy right now.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I never understood back in the time, you know, there was a lot of political talks and lyrics and stuff. And
yeah,
that stuff stumped me, man. I have no idea what he was talking about. And like, if somebody asked me about the lyrics of Megadeth songs, I would be like, I have no idea. And Dave would be like, dude, you got to figure out what these songs are about. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I don't understand. I'm not a political person. And I just don't follow it. I couldn't tell you who the vice president is right now. And I have no idea. And just put it that way. I have no idea.
Do you still listen to metal? Like, do you try to keep up with it with new?
I just produced an album called Metal Clone X that is the heaviest album that I've ever recorded ever. And I love metal, but like, you know, I've been doing metal since I was a teenager. So metal has got to be friggin' rad if it's going to get into my radar. So, you know, just because it's metal, I mean, I've heard so much metal over my life
right. That
it better be friggin' rad. So like every once in a while, something is totally rad and it catches my attention. Like a couple years ago, I heard Decapitated. I'm like, whoa, this is rad. I love this.
Yeah.
And then I heard Sonic, and I'm like, wow, this is unique. I really love this. And then I hear things every once in a while, and it really like picks up my ear, and I'm like, wow, this is really cool. This is a new twist and this is heavier than I've ever heard anything before. This has some really neat parts in it or whatever. But if it doesn't, like, it doesn't have something new, then it's not going to hit me on the radar. I mean, I'm definitely not into, wow, it sounds like traditional metal. That's rad. I'm totally not into that.
So what would you put out? Like, if you were going to put on some music right now while doing some chores around the house, what would you be listening to?
I would never do chores around the house, first of all. wow, what would I listen to? Probably, it's a sad thing to say, but probably something I'm working on, because listening to other people's music is a luxury. And to have the time to do that, if I were to do that, there's this a composer here that I really like named Yoshimata, and he does like movie music, and it's kind of current classical music. But I'm really not a big fan of classical music very much, but his music is very romantic, and I really like the kind of thematic music that he makes. It'd make great background music. I love really good pop music, and probably whatever the latest pop music is in Japan is what I'd be listening to.
I know it's not Japanese, but are you big on Psy with the Gangnam Style? Are you familiar?
I thought you meant Psy the band in Japan.
No. Psy, the solo pop artist.
Is that a Korean thing?
Yeah.
Yep, K-pop.
Yeah, I'm not as big. I actually did a big special on K-pop, and I learned a lot about it. But I'm more of a J-pop guy. I'm like, I'll give you some of the groups I like. On the metal side, I like Maximum the Hormone and Nightmare and Mary, and they're the really heavy kind of bands over here, and Deer and Grey. And on the pop side, I'm a huge fan of Mr. Children and Perfume and Nishi no Kana and AKB and Momoyero Clover, who's single this year, I play guitar on, and like really super, super poppy stuff like that. That's probably what I would listen to around the house.
Have you heard Baby Metal? It's like that.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
What is your opinion on that?
Well, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
What do you think of them? It's like just...
I think it's just the funniest thing ever. I just have a big, big soft spot in my heart for it. The only thing about that is, like, they're so young that I would really have a hard time figuring out exactly the way to get into their music. I mean, I think it's the cutest thing and the funnest thing, and especially if I was a parent, I would think it's the funnest thing for kids. But, like, as an actual fan, if the girls were, like, maybe 4 years older, I would just be, like, head over heels in love. But I kind of have a hard – I just don't know – don't really know how to totally get into it other than just thinking it's fun. Right. But like, if they were like 18, this would be like the hottest thing ever to hit the world.
Gotcha.
But 13 and 12 and 11, it's just kind of like, it's a little bit odd. It's a little bit freaky, but like, hey man, I like freaky stuff. And I just think it was really a unique project, and I support them. And I think, although I know the people involved and they're great people, and it's a really fun project. I think it's really cool.
Hopefully they stay together long enough for you to feel less weird about it.
I know. I need to, like, get over my hang-ups.
Well, it's Japan.
Some hang-ups are okay to have.
Yeah, those hang-ups are not okay to have, you know. That's one place I draw the line. You've got to be 18.
Yeah.
You hear that, ladies?
Good line to have.
All right. Well, we're going to let you go. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us. You can put Tokyo Jukebox Volume 1 and 2 out now. Prosthetic here in the U.S.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we actually play a track off album. Do you have one that you would like us to play and introduce the audiences to this new CD?
Cool. Why don't you play either Toide no Kamisama or Kanan Awakoto?
You know, could you give Rob a track number?
Okay, no.
That's great. Okay. From Tokyo Jukebox 2, why don't you play 5 or 6? I would really appreciate it.
You got it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, great. Well, thank you again, Marty. We're going to let you go before we play the song.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Yeah.
Much. It's been a blast talking to you guys.
Yeah. All right, that was Marty Friedman.
I'm fanning myself off.
No, it didn't say much because she didn't want to embarrass herself. I just
listening.
Also
I thought your interview was really great. I didn't really need to interfere.
Well, thank you.
You're asking really good questions.
I also want to say towards the end of that interview, Sid dropped a fart.
Oh my
and
god!
I don't know if you heard it on the air, but all of us are just bursting out with laughter.
Trying not to do it on mic.
Well, Marty Friedman was getting the most serious answer. All right, let's see.
He had a lot to say.
Let's.
We were all able to compose ourselves, and it was fine.
Wait, which one?
Number five or six.
Come
I'm
on,
buying
man. It's one. It's one CD. This is the both of them. Okay, I'll
it's
play.
It's called Chakalaka Maki Haki.
I'll play Ame no Bo. Did he say Ame no Bojo? Say or
no, start with a T.
Start with a T, like T-O-I, like toy.
Well,
something.
That one sucks 6 minutes. I don't know if we want.
Oh, for God's sake! Come
all
on.
Let's play it. All right.
You know you're on air.
Okay, we are back after our Friedman interview. And a lot of racist questions were going on in the chat that we there's no way we would ask them, but we're back. Right now, actually, before we go on with the show, Sean had a great idea. We should find the pop song that Marty covered and then see how it sounds otherwise. So let's do that right now.
I'm just full of great ideas today.
It's like you have all of it saved up after not being here for so long.
Yep. It's like when you don't jerk off for a long time.
Let's just fast forward it because there seems to be narrative intro. Who wants that? This sounds completely different already.
But that's what I wonder. Will you know people living in Japan equate this and hear this in what he did, or what?
I'm sure they're gonna like his interpretation of it because they love him there.
But if it doesn't sound alike, really, then couldn't he just record random instrumentals and be like, okay, this is the cover of this. This is the cover
right,
of that.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Darren has some comments in the chat. That end part sounded like the close to a theme song of a Miller Boyette production. And the chick also writes, this sounds like the music during the credits of an 80s Van Damme movie. All compliments as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I think we have Eggers back on the line. Eggers, is that you?
Yeah, it is. And I got one question.
What's up?
Sean, what the hell are you doing here?
I know. I don't really know.
I'm just going to say, you better keep an eye out. Keep checking corners when you walk home.
Okay.
Are you threatening
Sean?
What's going on here?
Well, I thought you guys were on a good streak. Then he had to come and ruin it.
So you're saying you're not enjoying this episode?
Oh, he hung up.
What? Jeez.
Oof.
Pretty sweet.
Such venom.
Somebody asked me I thought of it.
Sean, on purpose, you should come back every time.
Just to spite him.
Okay.
We got enough.
Yeah. That was a stretch.
If we've lost Eggers, what do we have?
Yeah. Everything
Much
we already had.
Oh, true.
Did you guys see that Metallica selling ties for $50?
They're sold.
Did you get your Monopoly game yet?
Are they bow ties?
They're traditional ties, and there's two variants. The snake from the Black Album version as a pattern.
Is it, like, what's the material? Is it, like, polyester, or is
it
still...
like a rayon.
It's Cliff Burton's skin.
Is it made in China, or is it made in America?
It just says silk necktie featuring embroidered ninja star pattern. The ninja star...
God.
Featuring drops
Reload.
Of Jerry Curl juice from Kirk Hammett.
It's $52.99.
Plus shipping and handling?
Yeah, of course. There's Metallica have merchandised themselves out. They went all out, which, I mean, for them is brilliant because I'm sure there have to be people out there whose entire wardrobe is Metallica.
So there's a new Kiss? Do they have the Metallica casket yet?
There's no Metallica casket. There is Metallica skull wrapping paper. A Metallica ornament?
Well, that's not it. You can get an ornament for anything. That's not so surprising.
Mm. Are you in, like, their official store right now?
Yes. Their store is huge.
Hmm.
Other cool stuff. Let's see. More stuff.
Anal suppository.
Lars stick.
Nail clippers.
Yeah.
Their dignity.
Oh. $2.
Yeah. You can download it for free, though.
A death magnetic USB drive. Oh my god, they have sunglasses? What?
Shouldn't they have death magnetic magnets?
How do they work?
Yeah.
The thing is, these are just like... Oh, these are just sunglasses that... I mean, shades that James Hetfield wears or that he endorses.
What about like stuff for women? Do they have tampons or something like that?
Panties?
They don't have tampons.
You could use the drumstick.
But they do have a ton of...
bras?
Women.
Lingerie?
Let's see.
90s?
They have girly tees.
Sweatpants.
Just girly tees so far.
Yeah, because usually the girlfriends or the guys listen to this probably are just wearing sweatpants.
There's thongs. There's booty shorts.
Ooh.
That say metal up your ass?
Oh, I don't know if I want that.
That's like the
should it say metal up my ass?
Mm. Oh, they have some cute undies, but also that say metal up your ass. Just awful.
They look like boy underwear.
Yeah, they're just boy briefs. But
that's why Rob said they were cute. He wants to get a pair like that. He's shopping for you.
Yeah.
I want metal up my ass. Yeah.
There's a Metallica thong.
That's for men too, right? The thong?
Yes. Oh, there's a big Ninja Star bikini top and bottom.
Oh, no, you go right on the next metal cruise.
No way. They'll throw me off board.
$20 for each piece. Why wouldn't they sell them together? I don't understand.
At the top and the bottom?
Because maybe like some people only fit into the top or into the bottom.
I guess it's just like if you just want
or they're good for going to shows.
Undies or just the top.
And you can probably sell more if it's separate.
That's true.
Because what if you don't need a bottom, you just need a top?
Yeah.
Oh, I can get a Metallica top.
I'm sure.
Not me, but, you know, other people.
Would you wear Metallica booty shorts? Give us a call, 646-929-1357.
Yeah, Akers, we want to know.
Slayer put out a ugly Christmas sweater.
Love it. So did Descendants.
Is there a point where it's going too far, though? Like, they have a Slayer Christmas stocking? Christmas stocking? No, but Slayer's so, like, their whole image is anti-religion and all this.
Yeah, no, but I'll vouch for the sweater. If you're going down the road of, like, the stocking and all that kind of shit,
that's the episode title. I will vouch for the sweater. The most random thing that's been said all night.
But I think the sweater is pretty cool. Like, they're
are you going to order one?
If I
isn't
in
it
England,
like $500?
No, only in England. That's why. It was in their English web store.
Oh, so they think America's not good enough?
They have a separate web store for different countries?
Well, yeah.
Why?
Almost everyone does.
Yeah. Why? So for the shipping.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but they sell different things.
Oh, it's a different company. It's like a third-party thing. Like, it's not like they're making their own merch. They license
I would that. Like to see Tom Araya knitting at home making slaves.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I think the sweaters, it's just funny because they're tapping into that whole, like, ugly sweater kind of thing.
They just want to be on someone's Tumblr.
Yeah, there's, like, Victory Records, they have, like, Immure Ugly Sweaters.
Right.
Which is,
and that sweater has blown up on social media, like on Reddit,
yeah,
BuzzFeed and shit.
Of course,
everywhere.
Yeah.
But
again, it's like, at what point do you make the trade-off? Like, isn't their image, like, they're going for a certain branding,
mm-hmm,
with
well,
their
I don't know.
Band.
I just feel there's a difference between slapping your name on something like a toothbrush and sunglasses to making something that's so ridiculous.
Right.
That,
okay.
Like,
but I feel like Slayer have done both. For example, in their web store right now, there's a Slayer apron.
what does it say on it? Like kill the cook or something?
No, it's just Slayer. The Slayer logo with like blood dripping from the Slayer logo.
They could have went with something.
Slayer holiday ornament. Why is it a holiday ornament? Like what? Like Jews are gonna buy it?
Kwanzaa.
Oh,
and aren't they like anti-religious?
Well, you don't think Jermaine wants a Slayer ornament for his Kwanzaa tree?
Wow, you think because he's black that he celebrates Kwanzaa?
Not to sound racist, but yeah. The Slayer Christmas stocking, it's a holiday stocking, and it says Happy Holidays. That's even more offensive. The Slayer, to
Christian?
Me, is a Slayer fan. There's the Slayer woven tapestry blanket.
Well, I mean, I bought the Converge tapestry flags.
Yeah, okay. A Slayer dripping blood reversible tote. I mean, come on.
For when these hipsters need to carry around their vinyl.
There's
like
a Slayer hobo bag as well.
Like a bindle? I'm so proud that I know that word.
Yeah, it's a good word.
There's a Slayer flaming skull messenger bag. I love this Slayer quote. Flaming skull.
Sid,
what have you been eating that you just can't stop farting?
Oh, my God.
Like, this is anything new?
I had a chicken sandwich and corn fritters for lunch.
Oh, it's the corn.
Is it?
Yeah.
They were tasty.
You just frittered all of your chicken.
The worst, I think, is the Slayer custom condoms, which is just...
It's like, a picture of Tom Araya's face right on the tip because nobody would want to have sex after seeing that.
Like, what does it say? Like,
okay.
Is she on her period? Get ready to rain in blood.
For when you're going south of heaven.
Oh.
Each Slayer custom condom matchbook holds one Durex latex condom. So you're buying a 3-pack of condoms for $13, and the only thing Slayer about it is there's a matchbook that they tuck the condom in.
So there's not, it doesn't say Slayer on the condom?
No!
Is it a reusable matchbook?
It's a Durex condom.
How much is it? $13?
$13 for a three-pack. Yeah, I guess the matchbooks are reusable. Like, you can put in another condom.
Yeah.
But you're paying $13
for
a piece of cardboard.
Wait.
Yeah.
If you use the Slayer condom, is it still gay?
Well, if you shout Slayer while having
okay,
sex, Brian Posehn claims it is not gay.
All right.
While getting blown by a dude, he
well,
said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm.
But does the Slayer condom negate the screaming of Slayer?
Oh, interesting question. If you're inside, if whatever you're inside.
Provoking, Sean.
Blown by a dude,
yeah. Well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Whoa, what was that?
That was the stream on a bit of a delay.
Oh, wow. My mind was blown.
Yeah.
It's like when you travel back in time, you're not supposed to see yourself.
Yeah.
You go crazy.
Doppelganger.
That's what I just had.
All right. I was just the fritters again.
The show
is
coming to
Speaking
an end,
of which,
people.
Daddy needs to have dinner.
It has been a pleasure.
Daddy.
Sean, it was great seeing you again. I look forward to seeing you in 2013.
Yeah, I'll come back and wish you guys a happy new year.
or a happy summer, probably.
Are you going to be back again next week?
Yes, I will be.
Unless you have tickets to some other movie randomly.
Hey, those are free.
Well, so is coming here to see us.
Yeah.
We don't charge. Yeah, should we start charging him? Is that?
Yeah.
What a bad idea.
Oh. I had free passes, and it was supposed to be a date. So I was like, okay.
Date with whom?
Our mutual gay friend Michael and his boyfriend, and then and Vanessa. They had 4 free tickets to Skyfall, so we went.
Aww.
I didn't want to make her go with a gay couple just on her own, like, hey, I'm third wheel.
She could, you know, double fist.
That's true. That's
with
true.
Sean's hands. That's why he had to go.
But I'll be wearing the Slayer condom. So.
Oh, well. What does that have to do with you jerking guys off?
It's not gay, though.
It's not gay. I'm wearing a
condom. That's what we've learned today. That's what we've learned today.
So the condom is like a no homo, but like a force field?
Yeah.
Oh, but Michael did say that he wants to come on the show sometime.
We want him to come on the show.
Literally
also.
And figuratively.
I don't know who this person is. I have no idea.
He's Sean's very sassy gay friend.
Yes. Well, it's actually Vanessa's best friend.
Okay.
And so
he is the token gay best friend.
So is this like a kind of make a wish thing before he dies of AIDS?
No. Not to sound too far.
Sean, yes, I did it.
Not to sound homophobic, but
I just was like, what can I say?
Wow,
right. It worked. Sean
puked a little.
Sean is red in the face. Redder in the face.
We found the line. We did it. Are you texting Vanessa right now? It's all
no.
Saying.
He's texting Michael an apology. Say,
I have nothing to do with this.
Well, Michael is welcome to come on the show.
Awesome. He's really looking forward to it.
People are like, too far. Wow.
He may not come now, but he was looking forward to it before.
Did he listen?
But he eventually will come on the show, anyway.
All right. We're
wrapping
it up. These things are getting awkward.
Awkward.
Woo!
It's been great having everyone. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Dun, 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 dun.
What was that?
Place your bets if I'll be here.